This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Friday. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
What did I already tell you? I already corrected you once.
What's the matter, hon?
It's 49ers Friday.
Yeah, it is.
The 49ers have a game this Sunday.
All the way across the sky.
And so far, so good. It's still the Chiefs we're playing.
Yeah.
The Pats haven't figured out how to sneak their way into the Super Bowl.
They've got over 48 hours to figure that out.
I'm expecting them to cheat their way in. I won't be surprised if they take the field on Sunday.
Right.
Can I add that? So Vaughn has an event tonight, so plug for him.
Oh yeah, where's the, I don't have that.
He's great and everything. He's great and all, but I found out something that really was disheartening. He wants the Chiefs to win.
In what world do you care about the Chiefs?
Why do you care? Why?
Right?
What? What is he, a Raiders fan or something?
Man, you can.
The Raiders don't like the Chiefs.
He can explain it for himself.
No, I know, but if he just wants to,
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, get in here.
I almost wanted to not be his friend anymore.
Oh.
You
well,
break up with Vaughn?
Ridiculous.
Look, we're talking
man.
About sports here.
Well, just saying, man.
These are made
Come
up
on.
Trivialities. All right.
Well, let's go easy there.
At least temporarily.
Well, I mean,
we'll take that
Vaughn.
Tone if we lose the
Hello.
Super Bowl.
Hello.
What's with you and the Chiefs?
Well, you know, they have a 49-year drought, one, which is huge. But also, the black quarterback, Pat Mahomes. You know, it's really big for me. It's not many black quarterbacks who have won the Super Bowl.
That's true. So, I'll give you that.
It would be nice to see.
That actually sort of tugs at me.
No.
Oh,
no.
We've got a Mostert who's made all the touchdowns the last game.
True.
Right?
Very true. It's a great point.
I'm trying to think. So you're... I know Doug Williams is a black quarterback that won the Super Bowl when he was with
the
Redskins, right?
Yep, number one.
Cam can't make it happen.
Cam didn't win.
No, Kaepernick didn't make it happen.
No.
Randall
man.
Cunningham didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's not too many.
Russell
Wilson has
won.
He's won.
So there's two.
Out of 54.
Out of 54.
That was a great percentage.
But you live here, Vaughn. You live
here.
You
live here. There's a lot of reasons for you to be here.
That's a great point. I will say I did go to for the Warriors, you know, when my Lakers were going through their troublesome period. So I did, you know, adopt that Warrior team.
Oh, God. We got to take his mic away. I hate get that. Out of here, dude. This is unbelievable.
If the Niners
Actually,
win.
It's like, I don't even have a fight with you about it, you know?
Because my Lakers didn't win. I went for the Warriors.
Shut up.
I mean, get out of here. Man.
Ridiculous.
Got to go for the baby Lakers now, man.
Ay-yi-yi.
All right, fine. I get, you know, look.
At least he had a reason. It's not a good one, but.
Did Vaughn fill out our prop? You didn't fill out that prop bet thing, did you, that we did the other day?
I did not, no.
We should get him a copy
I'll
of that.
Get you a copy.
Yeah, let's
sure,
have him
that.
Fill that out, too. I'm sorry. That was a total oversight on my part.
No worries.
With all the new kids running around, I was like, let's
I think it's Brent's fault, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I'll take the blame.
Listen, Bron. That's the two of you together
Bron?
As a couple. You need to be worrying about all of us 24/7.
I am worried.
All right?
I'm constantly worried.
You need to worry about Vaughn's feelings.
Yeah.
You need to worry about the work Vinny and I do
Not
that suddenly disappears off
I
things.
Mean, you guys going for the Chiefs.
Chiefs. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
By the way,
I can see that.
If I could... I got an article here that says San Francisco and Kansas City mayors place their Super Bowl bets. And, you know, this is a tradition.
Sure.
It's an old bit. It's not, I don't even know why they still do it. I guess
I like
it's
it. It's cute.
It's a
you
spirited
know,
little
sure.
thing. But in this case, they've bet an exchange of food.
They always do that.
And so barbecue ribs is the Kansas City
KC,
barbecue.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
a thing, right?
Yes.
But the Than Long Noodles, is that our thing?
Tan Long?
Is that what it?
Tanlong?
Is that?
Well, we do have the largest Asian settlement outside of Asia.
Yeah, Tanlong Noodles.
And how? What is that? Why is that?
Why is that a San Francisco thing that we haven't had? Can someone please bring us a plate of those?
Have you had
it? I'm hungry.
I haven't had it.
I don't know that I've had it.
I've had lots of noodles, but that one in particular, I looked at that and went, I don't know what she's offered them.
What Asian country is that from?
Is this just a dick with the Kansas City people as they go, I don't know how to say that one word.
It is a Vietnamese thing. I knew
is that right?
Yeah, it's a Tan Long noodles. It's basically usually served with crab and garlic noodles. It's delicious.
Crabs are things.
Crustaceans, or there's another one on Judah that I used to go to all the time. I forget the name of it, but... I guess it's San Francisco.
Listen, you're our producer now, Bryn.
I figured it
would
be... We're
going to need to try the thing that we're offering to Kansas City. I mean, hello.
So now I come with food.
Now, right. Hello. You're in charge. You have to worry about us 24/7. You said that's what the job was.
I'm starving.
I am too. Make that happen.
Breed also offered up rum cake from Deandra's Bakery.
Ugh, you know it? Cake. I don't need any... food with liquor in it. I think it's disgusting.
Deandra's. And beer from Anchor Brewing.
All right.
Here's some garlic noodles, baby. Roasted crab. I think it's Tan Long's restaurant. I think that's the name of the restaurant, actually. On Judah. I gotta look that up.
San Francisco is putting city's famous Tan Long garlic noodles and crab on the table after accepting the Super Bowl. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What you're looking at right there.
It's a pricey meal.
I
used to live next door to that spot.
And so you must have had that many times. That looks
pricey.
Flipping delicious.
I couldn't spend 100 and whatever bucks on a meal.
Well, we have to go eat that, right? I mean, it's weird.
I really feel like our new producer, who is supposed to be worrying about us 24/7 and our grumbling stomachs.
Dude.
I think we need to have that today before 10 a.m. because...
Well,
we got to have it before the game so we can shove
KC's
nose.
We'll eat that
right
after we talk to Peter Polyopoulos. You booked him, right?
What?
He's in the works.
What?
I'm working on the budget right now. Let me go get the budget going so that I can get the Tan Long noodles.
Yeah.
And
what are you flying Peter Pouliopoulos up here?
We're gonna fly him out here, give him a hotel.
That's
stay.
Not happening, right? Not today.
I didn't do any work on it.
Right.
I went home and
okay, good. Phew. So there you go.
But next week.
No, we have other guests next week.
No, we don't.
No, we do.
Actually, I'm pretty sure.
Third
we
Eye Blind on.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Stephen Jenkins is going to come in with his new songs. I'm going to hear some Third Eye Blind.
All right. I like those guys.
Yeah.
That first album.
Wow, that was
jam packed with damn hits.
There are five songs on there that they come on the radio and go, oh, well, I love this song. Well, this is a good one. Yeah.
And you could say, I mean, he has other hits too, by the way, but. If only
in a bottle,
everybody could write an album that good.
Yep.
And Semi Charmed Life, that thing just took over the radio. It still does.
Yeah, it's good. And I love Jumper. That's my favorite one on that record. Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. We could. Cut ties with all
well, that'll
lies
be fun.
You've been living in. Yeah. So that's the bet, huh?
I guess.
Some noodles we've never heard of. And
I'll try them, though. I would like to try them.
Well, Sarah wears garlic, apparently.
I hate it.
She doesn't like to eat it.
I love it.
I don't like to eat it.
But
it's not just the night I eat it. It's like the next day. It's like, it just lingers on me forever. So I try to avoid it. But... sometimes if everybody in, you know, the only time I'll really eat it is if it's everyone at the table's eating it. Like, I wouldn't order something in a restaurant that was going to suffuse my entire, everything that I off-gas.
Suffuse everything that I off-gas?
With the
smell
of garlic.
Speak English, woman! Suffuse. I need to write that down.
Please don't. Honestly... I just have no... the older I get, the less words I have. Suffuse? Yeah, I assume S-U-F-F-U-S-E.
Suffuse everything that I off-gas?
Yeah. You know, how you emanate like a... you have a smell. It's like that would be a day you wouldn't be able to smell my shampoo. It would be obscured by the...
Can you spell suffuse for me again?
S-U-F-F-U-S-E?
Suffuse everything that I off-gas. What a weird sentence. But okay.
Yeah. I didn't pre-craft that. I'm off script now. So
gradually spread through or over.
Yeah.
Huh. Nicely done.
Where's
Sarah.
My coffee? Oh, it's in the other room. Nicole, go get my coffee.
Nicole.
Anyway, it's Friday morning.
Yeah, it is.
It is exciting.
49er Friday morning.
Sorry. Friday's 49ers Friday. It's a big deal.
So fun.
Really is. The whole... Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God. Now I can get words.
Do you want to hear...
Yes.
So this is like... This has to stay... Can we make the Lost 30 the new rule is you can't talk about what you talked about on the Lost 30 the rest of the show?
Oh, that sounds like a fun idea.
Like we used to do for the secret show, but sure. We don't really do that anymore.
Well,
we're
that's
still
a hard
doing
one.
We're just doing
we'll...
it less often.
How about this? You have to preface what you say with, this day's on the Lost 30. So that the people
so like
who listen,
if
we're talking about whatever,
there's
who
like
cares?
A cone of silence right. from Get Smart that comes down and allows you to say your piece and then goes back up. And
right. And then only the people who are up this early, you know, we have like people who listen every, they're up and they hear the Lost 30, which is the weirdest break that we do all day.
Right.
It really is like, hey, what'd you do yesterday?
Nonsense.
And then some ridiculous story comes out of it.
Not that the whole show isn't nonsense.
Yes,
in fact,
well,
when I meet people.
It's nonsense.
And they do sort of go like, oh, you host a radio show. What's that about? I'm like, nonsense.
Yeah. It's really about nothing. Or it's about everything. It's about whatever interests us.
Right.
It's about what we like. The only time I don't like being on the show is when we're talking about something. I'm like, I'm not interested in that.
Right.
And then we both know. We look at each other and go, that's out. We're going to move to the next thing. Let's find something that we like.
So this lady that...
Okay, so...
This is not for the rest of the show. I'm just telling you this story because it was one of those moments where you're alone in your head and you can't say a word or you don't want to say a word. And maybe I should have, but I didn't feel comfortable.
Okay.
So this lady that my wife works with as the Niners are, you know, cruising through the playoffs, this lady apparently used to be a 49er cheerleader.
Oh, just a friend of hers that she works with.
It's a coworker, yeah. It's not even someone that I think she's... spends a lot of time with, but she's been posting all of her, you know, olden day 49er cheerleader
glory
pictures.
Days.
And
yeah,
so the missus goes, check this out. My coworker used to be a Gold Rush. Or actually she goes, she used to be a 49er cheerleader. And I go, you mean a Gold Rush girl? Because I would know that and give two craps about it, right?
I am worried that I know where this story is
going. Where's this going? Where do you... Don't be worried. It's no big deal.
Is this the Gold Rush girl?
It's not the same girl that I went out with, but the girl that I went out with is in all the photos. So...
So there you are going, wow, look at that.
Yeah. Look at that. I happen to... not know anything about this.
It's, that one, though, I do know something about.
It's so funny. It's the same era. Oh, so it's the same time frame. And what was that?
Oh, my God, Vinny.
25 years ago?
It's around that. I mean...
Ish? 23?
Yikes.
22?
23,
I guess,
right?
Whatever.
We'll have been here 23 years next month.
So the first picture, I recognize sort of the costume. I don't recognize the girl at all. The next picture, I'm like, oh, that's... Mm.
You didn't say anything.
No, that's what I'm saying. I just went, oh, all right. So would you have said something?
No.
I don't know how normal people do things.
In the moment, thank you for calling me normal, first off. In the moment, it depends. You know, it would have depended on whether or not I told that story to...
Why would I tell her that story that I used
to
go
John
knows
out? That I think that's funny.
I don't think anybody wants to hear it, really. I mean,
yeah, that's fun.
I don't want to hear about the people she did.
Well, I'm not anti it. I'm not, you know, I don't hide anything, but he knows a lot anyway.
He knows
if
all.
I saw, you know.
What doesn't he know?
But he was there.
I mean.
There's nothing that he wasn't there for. He was with you the whole time.
He was there for a lot of it, that's for sure.
I mean, he wasn't on tour during the Geneva days, but.
No, but he knows I was busy.
Right.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Truthfully, I don't know how that would have... I would have gone, hey, I did that guy, you know. I probably would have
He has a huge one.
Yeah.
No, well, and I didn't.
He rocked my world.
If you remember, that's the girl I didn't do.
Well, because your guy who lived under your table came busting in, and there's, you know, she's there displaying everything to the world, and you're kneeling
right
near her. And
on my futon. Can you imagine?
No,
that poor girl,
she's like, Jesus, this guy's got a futon.
Green futon on the floor.
Oh.
We were just talking about doing it in parks last week. It's okay to have a food. You have a place. You had a room.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. You weren't in a car and you weren't in the grass.
I had a beach apartment in OB.
It's great.
Right over there.
Sucked in fog. 312 days a year.
Yeah, you're pointing the right way. All right. That way.
Yes. Anyway, that was one of those moments where I just went, gulp. I'm going to look over here.
Oh my God!
Remember when I looked at the ceiling when I kissed the doctor's hand?
That girl. Yes, yeah.
That was one of those moments where I looked at it and looked up like, "Oh,
boy,
weird." I'm afraid my face is going to sell me out any second now. So
well, she knew that it happened, so it wasn't like, "Oh, you're saying last night when this happened."
Well, this wasn't last night. This was a couple days ago, but it's just. Anyway, no big deal.
That's a great
story.
It's
just a weird moment in my life things have been weird enough as it is.
As soon as you said Gold Rush Girl, I'm like, oh my God. That girl got into tech, huh? No.
It's not the same girl. But
it's great. There she is in all the pictures.
The same girl right behind her over her shoulder.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
Stupid, huh?
Oh, it's great, though. Yeah, that can stay here. I think that's fair, you know. Hey, Christina, if you're up.
She's not up.
Okay. You don't have a Hulk baby at your house who might wake her up.
Put
daddy on the radio.
No.
All right, hon. Let's do it. That's a great story. I love that story.
It's stupid.
Oh, it's great. That is fantastic.
It's super crunchy because she goes... I don't know how long she did this for, but she loved it because she's posting. The lady must have posted like 10 or 15 photos. I've said too much.
Oh, you've said just enough. That is absolutely fantastic.
And there she is again.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay. Well, look, it's Friday, all day. It's F day, so this is a perfectly appropriate story for that.
Right.
Go 49ers.
Go Niners.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.